Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yappa Clock.
What is up, gamers?
Oh my gosh.
It's been so long. It's been years.
It's been years. For us, it's been years. But for you guys, it's just been a week.
Yeah. What a week it's been.
Oh, crazy week.
Mm-hmm.
Why has it been years for you, Isabella? Let us know.
It's because I went across the pond.
No way. Please tell us more.
Oh, I'll just be charmed. So I took an international trip with my mom and sis.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we went to London and Liverpool, and then we did another jumper, and we went to Paris, Disneyland Paris. Popped in the city for a brief minute, but we didn't stay too long. I saw the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And the lifts weren't working.
Oh,
I had to walk up 1,600 steps.
You didn't tell me you walked up the Eiffel Tower.
I walked up the Eiffel Tower to the second floor.
Did you eat there?
No. Just bugged it out.
I want to see photos from this. You need to show me after.
I was huffing and puffing.
I believe. My mom was almost tempted to go up the stairs. I said, no. No way you're doing that.
I amazingly did it. It got to the point where my hands were in my knees. Like I was lifting my knees up.
Oh, that's the worst. That's crazy. I did not know that. You and I are finding out things for the very first time here, guys. This is exclusive Isabella information.
And then I walked down around the outside of the Louvre.
Okay.
Didn't go in. And then went to Disneyland Paris, and it was okay.
Yeah.
I will be honest with you. It was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it deserves the amount of shit it gets. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth the journey? If it's not out of the way to get there for you, sure.
I probably wouldn't spend real money going there.
No, I got in heavily discounted.
Uh-huh.
It sweetened the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now if I had paid full price, oh
no,
I'd be pissed like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-mm.
But it was cute, and I like the dragon in the basement.
Yeah, I actually just found out. I thought that somebody was saying it's Maleficent down there, but it's not.
Dragon.
It's Merlin's dragon. But I've also never seen the Sword in the Stone, so I'm sorry. Who's the little... Oh, it's Arthur is the little kid, right? The little boy with Merlin? Yeah? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. But yeah, apparently it's Merlin's dragon. I just found out. And I went, oh, I think I lied on my Instagram stories because I'm pretty sure that I said, here's Maleficent. Oh, well.
That's funny of you. It's so funny of me
because I'm so quirky.
You want to spread misinformation?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love spreading misinformation on the internet.
Me too. But it's cute.
Speaking of spreading misinformation, though.
What?
I am a master.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. I had people messaging me about that.
That's so funny.
People brought it up to me. They're like, oh, I saw you and your friend went to London.
Yeah.
Because what did you do?
I photoshopped myself into a photo that Isabella had taken by Big Ben. So if you don't remember from the 50 million times that I said, I went to London in August. I went to London in August.
Very cool stuff.
And I got to see Big Ben. And there's this one photo of me across the way by that, like, right outside
where the new Shrek exhibit is.
Yeah, the Shrek Museum, which we never got to go in because it was closed.
Every time I went, it was closed. I don't think it's ever open.
Maybe it's just never open.
Yeah.
But it's right outside, like, the Shrek Museum on that little bridge. And I took a photo of me, like, looking off into the distance as if I was looking at Big Ben, kind of. But, like, I was smiling, happy, blah, blah, blah. It's one of my favorite photos of me and Benny. And Isabella went to London, and she sent me a photo of herself with Big Ben.
In that same part of town.
In that same part of town, on that same bridge, just, like, a few blocks to the left. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was there. Let me just Photoshop myself in. And I sent it to her. And I was like, I'm having so much fun on this trip with you. Like, this is my favorite photo of us on this trip or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I very much said it as a joke. And, like, she was like, LMAO, and ha ha ha. And then I posted that screenshot on my Instagram story and was like, I totally am in London with Isabella right now. Like, LOL, ha ha. Because I was like, this clearly is Photoshop.
It's fabricated.
Like,
the lighting on you and me are different.
So different. Yes. I have a filter on me. Mm-hmm. And you have, like, the beautiful sunset behind you. It was taken at completely different times of day. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, people are going to be like second guessing it really quick, but then being like, oh my God, that's Photoshop. That's really funny.
It's funny.
And then I posted a photo dump on my Instagram, and I put that in one of the, in the photo dump, and nobody said anything about it. But Isabella then had people going up to her and being like, hey, I saw you and Sam went to London together. And the other day, a coworker of mine, he went, how was the trip? And I just smiled at him and I was like, what? And he was like, the trip? And I went, what are you talking about? And he went, weren't you just on a trip? And I went, oh my God, are you talking about that photo of me and Isabella in London? And he went, yes. And I went, no, that was fake. And he got so silent. And he was like, I'm going to have to look at that again.
Well, it just, you know what? I feel so, so smart being like, AI won't get us. Like, I've not been duped by AI. And then stuff like that happens. And I go, oh my God, maybe we are easily duped.
Yeah.
Society by AI.
Yeah, people really thought that we were together.
Well, but, I mean, we have a podcast.
Exactly. Like, it's not wrong of them to assume that we would go somewhere together, but, like,
yeah.
I don't actually think we've ever taken a trip together.
We've done day trips.
But like, we have never been on a plane together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever, like, taken a train together or a bus together, even. Like, we took a bus to go kayaking.
Yeah.
One time. But that was about it. What
a time that was.
That was so fun. Freshly
friends.
I know. And you were like, you want to go kayaking with me? And I went, sure.
And then I was like, let's do the group boat. Because
we had to fight for that, too.
Mm-hmm. We had to, like, claim it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was so fun.
Yeah. And then I kept singing the Edmund Fitzgerald song.
I know.
And our kayak instructor guy, tour guide, kept giggling at me.
Uh-huh.
I was singing about...
And didn't he keep, like, running away or something?
Yeah.
Like, he kept going really... Oh, and there was one time where I was the only one rowing us in the kayak, and you were picking up the sea pickles, or whatever they are.
I was curious what they were, and then the guy was like, oh, they're, like, little seed pods, because I kept calling them sea pickles.
And then you were throwing them at me. And I was like, I was rowing, and then I rowed us into a tree or something.
And then we had to, like, fight to get
And you
off.
Got it. You were taking a video for your dad. She got it on film, too. Because you were like, hi, Dad, I'm here. Oops, we're about to crash into a tree. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm a safe driver, I promise.
Just not on the water.
Right. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. But that's iconic of you.
It was iconic of us, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that we have the best times.
I would agree.
Yeah. But no, we haven't taken a plane together. Where do you think our first trip should be? Because obviously we have to take a trip at some point.
Leavenworth, Washington.
Okay.
Because I loved it there.
You keep talking about that
place. I love Bavarian towns, mm-hmm. and that's my safe space. That's where I long to be.
Yeah.
When there's quiet moments and it's just me, and I sit there and I think, where would I want to be? Leavenworth, Washington.
All right, let's go.
Because they just recently installed a slide. Yeah, you can, like, you know, little toboggan slides?
Yeah.
They have one of those now.
Oh, my God, let's go.
Yeah, I've been told Wisconsin has a bunch. Never been there.
No, let's go to Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Seattle, so and have our, if there's any businesses in Leavenworth, Washington, or any, like, B&Bs that want to sponsor us.
Dearest Icicle Brewing Company, I had your beer, Dark Persuasion, when I was at the very impressionable age of freshly 21. That was the best beer I have ever had. I have spent my entire over 21 lifetime searching for something that is just a sliver, a glimpse of that woman I met. I've never been able to find anything nearly as good. And now I'm scared that if I go back, it won't be the same. Because I've hunted, because it's a German chocolate cake stout, which is a very dark beer. I don't know if you knew that. Very good. Oh my God. I think about her all the time. And of course, the state of Washington, you can't ship like alcohol out of state lines. So we have to go to Leavenworth to go to Icicle Brewing to have Dark Persuasion.
Okay.
They also had a really good pretzel.
Ooh.
So Icicle Brewing, if you would like to sponsor us coming back, or we, because I have spoken to every person I can talk about this beer. I have untapped. I pull it up. I show them. It's one of the only beers I've ever given a 5 out of 5.
Oh my gosh. That's impressive.
Yeah. And I'm picky. I'm a picky bitch.
So what we're going to do is you can sponsor us to go out there and we'll record a Yap O'Clock podcast in your factory or in your bar.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we can do a live podcast.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and then we can. Then there's a really cute hotel that's like, if you go out on the street and then go left,
okay,
it's on the right side. It's like this cute little bed and breakfast my mom and I stayed at.
Oh, that sounds really cute.
So, and when I went, there was wildfires.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it's like an hour drive from Seattle.
Never been to Seattle.
Well, I've been to Seattle. I think we have a trip we have to go do.
I think Yap O'Clock's taking a trip.
I think we're going to Washington. And I'm not talking D.C. This is an 8th grade middle school trip. I'm going to the state of Washington. Did you do that when you were in 8th grade?
Yep.
Did you like it?
It was okay. We went to the Air and Space Smithsonian.
With the tiny McDonald's that can't hold nearly...
Yeah, we got like a little McDonald's voucher.
Yeah.
I don't think I used it.
The lines were too long.
Yeah.
I chose to starve.
And I remember there was also like an old movie section. And in 8th grade, I had just done The Wizard of Oz. No, that was 7th grade. In 7th grade, I did The Wizard of Oz. I was Dorothy.
You're Dorothy.
Dorothy Gale. And... And in the gift shop, they had like a Dorothy bobblehead, and they had a Dorothy Gale bobblehead. and then somewhere in the museum, they had like the ruby slippers and everything. So I was like, oh my gosh!
And like the original Kermit the Frog.
I don't know if I saw that or if I really.
He's usually Smithsonian. Sometimes he makes a pop out and says hi. Did you see Gettysburg?
Gettysburg.
The Battle of Gettysburg, with the leaning trees.
What?
What? Gettysburg.
I know what Gettysburg.
Battle of Gettysburg.
Yes.
Famous battle in American history.
Really? It doesn't ring a bell.
So Washington's kind of like this. No, not the state of Washington. I'm talking about the peninsula. The
peninsula. Okay.
D.C.
Yeah.
Right? It's peninsula?
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm, for all intents and purposes, the peninsula.
The peninsula.
It's like, here's D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like right here.
Oh, okay.
It's the Battle of Gettysburg.
Awesome.
There's like leaning trees.
I didn't know that. So I don't think I went there. I went to Arlington Cemetery. Are you sure Gettysburg is there?
So, I'm not a robot, dude. Why?
Did it ask you if you? Did Google ask you if you're a robot?
Yeah, because I'm googling the Battle of Gettysburg.
Only robots. Only robots do that. Isn't that the Gettysburg Address? Are you sure Gettysburg is there?
Yeah. Hang on.
Okay.
Where was? Where was? I don't care. When. I want to know where.
Where is Gettysburg?
Where?
Let's see.
Oh, it took place in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
But doesn't that touch D.C.?
No!
I swear to God, we made a pit stop at the Battle of Gettysburg.
No!
And then we kept driving. What's the...
Well, I mean, you were... Did you have to drive through Pennsylvania, maybe?
I think so.
So maybe you did stop in Gettysburg,
I think we
PA.
Stopped. I'm pretty sure.
Because I was like,
I saw the plane. We didn't get out of the bus.
I drove through it. Maybe you drove through Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. You have to go through Pennsylvania.
To get to D.C.?
Yeah. I don't understand what just happened with me. I was just trying to look up Gettysburg.
I guess. And you know what? I was Googling Gettysburg and that's when it stopped.
Oh my God. Gettysburg cursed Yap-a-clock.
Also, would you like to hear my London trip notes really quick?
Yes.
Here's what I wrote.
Okay.
Maybe art is meant to be seen like graffiti on the side of the road. The fast first initial reaction is how you should be seeing it. Because when I went to on the train to Liverpool, it was just graffiti all everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe art is meant to be seen like graffiti, where you're not supposed to get too into it. It's your first initial reaction.
A little blink and you'll miss it.
I wrote, I enjoy being American. Because here's the thing. I know that you want to live in London and be a Londoner. I find that when I went to London, it made me appreciate my country a little more.
Really?
Yes. However, now if we had a train system like they have in London.
I know!
Yeah.
Oh my God! Public transportation!
Because here's the thing. Are we not embarrassed that our public transportation sucks? I'm embarrassed.
They don't want it to get better!
No, because every time people invent things like cars that run on water, they get killed.
Just make a freaking public transportation system and make it safe.
What's the one? make blah, 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 and my life is yours. You know that?
I don't know that, but thank you for
sharing.
It's
like a TikTok audio.
We've discussed this. You are on a completely different algorithm than me.
Yeah, but I hope that sometimes it.
I don't know.
I don't know why I did that with my hands.
Are you on Steve Le Poisson?
Who?
Huh?
No, you don't know. Girl. Steve Le Poisson?
I try not to think about French people.
Apparently, it's popular on French TikTok now. I don't know how I got back on French TikTok.
Because I say that TikTok of that guy screaming in French.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no, there is a song about Steve Le Poisson. He's an orange fish. And he has arms and legs. And it's like it's a cutesy little... song.
So I did a few high tea experiences. I did a Neverland one, and then I did one at the Corinthia, sure. I think. Whatever. Sure. Now, that one was very funny because our waiter was very posh.
Very posh.
Very posh. And it was like he was doing a bit, for sure.
Obviously.
But we were sitting there giggling because I'm funny.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. And.
All the time.
Stop. But, so we're giggling, and then he's pouring the champagne, he goes, is there a kick me sign on my back? Mind your business!
Shut up!
Dude, we're not laughing at you. You want to be laughing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom goes, oh no, she's just a really good storyteller. And then he has to walk away. But he was like walking around lingering. He definitely wanted to sit down and hang out with us.
Oh, of course. If I saw you guys, I'd be like, dude, I want to be friends with them.
Yeah. Here's what we decided. We were talking about Princess Diana in the hood, like Princess Diana. Over tea, we discussed how Diana was killed by the royal family due to their lacking of giving her the protection she needed and deserved given her status.
I actually saw like a fan cam of Princess Diana, I think earlier this morning when I opened up TikTok, and I went, oh, she's so cool. I wish Princess Diana didn't die.
Same.
She would be Many so people sick wish that. Now.
Yeah.
She's like my role model.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
Yeah.
Here's what I said.
Okay.
Every day I make a conscious effort to be more environmentally friendly, and Europeans are just tossing cigarettes all over the place.
That's true.
And then I pose the question, should people who smoke be exempt from free healthcare? I say no.
Okay.
Because...
Were you seeing the cigarettes being thrown more in France or
more in England. London.
Really?
Yeah. Because they just, everyone, well, in the UK, people are vaping like crazy.
Yeah, they like to vape.
And I was like, aren't you guys concerned about what you're inhaling?
Protect your lungs.
Yeah. And then I said, French children are exceptionally whinier and don't listen to their parents. I noticed that French kids complain a lot more.
Do you think it's just because they're speaking another language and you think they're complaining a lot more?
No. Like I saw more meltdowns at Disneyland Paris in beautiful weather.
Jeez.
Than I did
in Orlando, Florida, in the hot sun.
Yeah.
And then I said,
that's valid.
Oh, Virgin Airlines pissed me off because I said, we were landing and she made me unplug my phone from charging.
Yeah, sometimes they do that.
And then I said, baby, if the plane is going down, the windows being up and me charging my phone won't save us.
I don't know why they're making us do that now.
Because you're like, unplug the, because you know what? If we hit a bump, if we're going down, me charging my phone won't make or break whether or not we survive.
Yeah.
And then she made me like put the window up when the sun was directly in my face. And I was like, baby, if the plane is going down, the windows being up won't save us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I don't know, girl.
That genuinely pissed me off. Because I was like, what does me charging my phone have to do with anything?
I don't know. Like, the battery usage?
On the plane?
I don't know.
I just feel like that's the least of our worries.
I feel like that's been a recent thing. Like, the first time that happened to me was when I flew from London to Dublin. It was, like, that short flight, and they didn't let anybody plug in their things until we were at cruising altitude.
What?
And then when we were making our descent, they had everybody unplug everything, too. And I'm like, that's really weird. That's never happened to me before. There has to be
some explanation.
Maybe I don't see it that often because the flights that I go on, I fly on a very cheap airline, the one that makes you pay for your arms and legs to survive, and they don't even have ports to plug in anything. So maybe that's why I don't see it very much, because the option's not there. What is your research telling you? What is your Googling telling you?
Well, AI is saying because the radio signals. That's for airplane mode.
Right. But what about... that has nothing to do with plugging in your device.
Let's see. Google, I'm on Reddit now.
Google.
Someone said, I know the initial reason they banned using electronic devices during takeoff and landing is because those are the times that something is most likely to go wrong. But maybe the same reason, maybe to prevent a tripping hazard? Okay.
No! Who's charging across the aisle?
Right.
We have a flight attendant friend who I believe she still listens to our podcast. Please chime in. Please message us if you know the answer to this. Because obviously you're up to date with all the rules and regulations. Let us know. And is this a new thing or is it not? I feel like it's a fairly new thing.
It is fairly new.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of like... If the plane is going down...
It's going down.
The odds of me surviving aren't highly likely. You know?
Don't manifest that. You'll survive.
I mean, given my family track record...
You'll survive.
Yeah, I'm built different.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I mean...
I.
It just really pissed me off. However, they did serve tea time... In the air.
Yeah, you told me about that. Also, when are you posting your vlogs?
Whenever I get to them.
I think you should speed up that process. I want to see them.
I agree. I need to speed them up because my iCloud storage is full.
Oh, everybody tell Isabella to speed up her vlogs. Everybody go follow her TikTok.
Well, that's...
If we still have TikTok, because it's going to be, it might be banned in 70 days now. I'm sick of this back and forth. I feel like just ban TikTok already. Mm-hmm. Stop dangling it in our faces. Ooh, we're gonna ban it.
Well, my favorite thing is when it was gone for a full 24 hours.
Yeah.
And we had our friend who deleted it off their phone. Like, I didn't think it'd come back. Of course it's gonna come back.
Of course it's gonna come back.
And then they made it into propaganda.
Yeah.
President Trump did whatever. That was so annoying. Maybe we'll delete the app again.
I know.
But I can't because you guys have to see my vlogs. Or
exactly,
you can go follow my Instagram at Spaghetti49Official.
Official.
Someone took a Spaghetti49.
Which, why? at Spaghetti49 on Instagram. Why that username?
But now I get to have official. So when I go, when I'm super famous,
you can pay to be verified, and you should just official. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
What if you paid for 1 month of verification? That would be funny.
Would it? How much is it to get verified?
I have no idea. I'm assuming they give you like a little deal at the beginning. It's like, ooh, here's a little intro fee, $5 to be verified, and then they'll jack it up to like $50,000 a month or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the name of the game.
What's the name of the game? You know.
I actually ABBA. Don't. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I actually do. I lied.
I love that. Oh, should we do a co-star?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I went on my rant about why I still love my country. I just wish it were better, and I wish that we had more public transportation. I wish I could take trains to places.
Mm-hmm.
And sleep on the train.
I feel like... The average American is not like is very comfortable in where they are. I don't think they have that that like need to explore, or like they don't. They're scared to explore. I want to explore.
And also, you know what? This has been sitting in my notes for the podcast for a while.
What?
Do you think this is before I went to London? This was before we started our podcast. When I was still thinking of topics.
Whoa!
Do you think people/society would be happier with train systems because they'd have more time to themselves during their commute?
You can start
reading books. You can do your makeup on the train.
I don't think they would.
I would. I enjoy it.
You would, but I think a lot of people would just have their face in their phone and just scroll on TikTok or on Instagram.
But instead of driving and wasting minutes, hours, days of their lives,
they can scroll.
They can scroll on their phone. They can shop on Amazon. They could read a book.
They could listen to our podcast. I don't think you would see much of an uptick in that. I think the people who would read a book on the train because they have so much free time now are people that already own books. Like, if they already are predisposed to wanting to read.
Leave a comment if you're someone who already owns books, and would you read them on trains? Or if you're not a book reader, would you buy a book to read on the train?
Yeah, that's what I would be more curious about.
Even a phone book or comic books?
Maybe. Some literature.
Something.
But like, I have a few books on my bookshelf that I haven't read. If I had a few extra hours in my day because of public transportation, I would probably pick one of those books up.
Yeah.
But if somebody doesn't have like an active bookshelf that they add to or think about, then I don't think they're going to go to Barnes & Noble and like pick out a book because they have so much time on the train now. That's where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to disagree. That's okay.
I don't know. I just feel like with so much more free time, people would slowly get tired of being on their phones all the time. And then I think be like, you know what? Why not try reading a book?
No.
Okay. Well, what's your co-star say?
Okay. People say, co-star says, not people.
Well.
The people at co-star say, make friends with what's going on inside you. Thanks.
Okay.
Do loose buttons, self-timer, boudoir.
Scandal.
Don't types, withholding, and game theory.
That's just a theory.
A game theory.
Oh, MatPat.
That's so RIP, man.
Sometimes I can still hear
your voice. Oh, my God. There's a little friend update for you and I.
Oh, what is it?
Isabella overanalyzes a normal conversation, convincing themselves it was flirty.
I've never done that.
Never, ever. You overanalyze which wellness fad to make into your entire personality next. Okay. I don't know if wellness fad would be something that I would just go into, but...
You know what my least favorite wellness fad is?
Huh?
Overnight Oats, the company.
I think you've actually talked about them on the podcast before.
I hate you, Overnight Oats. You lie and you steal. And you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. all of their, and I mean, I've tried, I had one of each, and they have like 25 flavors. All of them were horrible. Texture, disgusting. And I experimented with different liquid levels and different milks.
This is like the soup TikTok all over again.
Disgusting. It's and sometimes I get ads for them again. I slam the not interested button. I blocked them on TikTok. I don't
slam that not interested button.
Get that shit off my FYP.
Don't hit that notification bell.
Because I see overnight oats, violence. I feel hatred. Hatred in a way I've never felt it before. Because they lied to me.
Compose yourself, my lady.
Fuck you, overnight oats. That's all I have to say.
Okay. What is your co-star today?
You are allowed to be affected. But don't take it personally. Do morning swims, coffee dates, tell a friend. Don't throw shade, overhead lights, fake smile.
Oh,
I have trouble in everything.
Do you have any friend updates for me?
Not for you, but I was going to go to right to the source and click on you.
Oh, okay.
Today, when for me.
Okay.
When things aren't going your way, it can seem easier to espouse opinions you don't even believe.
Espouse.
I've never seen that word before in my life. Sometimes co-star makes me feel stupid because they have random big words I've never seen before.
Co-star, make us feel less stupid.
Sam, on the other hand, will feel preachy. They are not interested in your philosophical take on things right now. Your perspective isn't the truth. It's just your perspective.
Whoa!
His perspective is the truth. Don't say it yet.
Interesting.
What's your paragraphs?
Oh, okay. Today, it feels like something is missing. You try to put everything you have to say in a letter, but the whole thing comes out like a ransom note. Wash the dishes consciously, as though each bowl is an object of contemplation. You already know how to control your impulses, and that's a start. This month, you have to make a choice between a mistake and a betrayal. You're not your best self when you drag everyone into the pit with you. Make an inventory of built-up tension in your back, in your heart, in your circulatory system. Mm-hmm. Your main challenge right now is to be wary of your own arrogance and temporary urge to exaggerate. You're allowed to find small pleasures right now. Am I arrogant?
No.
Okay. What's your paragraphs?
If someone was like, what do you know about Sam? She's not arrogant.
That's facts.
Yeah. That's my perspective or whatever.
You're allowed to have your perspective.
That was actually horribly serendipitous. Don't take it. They stole my money. I take that shit personally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Today, you can learn as much from others as they can learn from you. Learning is always a collective activity. There is always space to reevaluate if you need. Your work this month is to understand the difference between staying on the surface and going deep. When you adapt to please other people, you undermine yourself. Try on a more independent, free-spirited self by doing something that scares you.
Ooh.
Ooh. Your main challenge right now is to sort out your life and become more efficient. I love being efficient.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Generosity means trying to understand why other people behave as they do. This is the key to cultivating good relationships.
Okay.
Tea.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, co-star.
For sure.
For sure.
Have you been on the pattern lately?
No, I keep getting updates for it every day, and I don't read them.
I have that one on Do Not Disturb.
I should probably do that.
Come to my town.
This is my house. Entry, please.
Whatever. He can't afford. Great success.
No, I probably have to put mine on Do Not Disturb as well. Or just turn notifications off, because honestly, I don't check it.
Real.
I wonder if they still have that stupid UI.
Oh, they do. They do. Trust me. Trust.
Why did nobody bully them more about that?
I don't know. Ooh.
What does it say?
healing moment for you.
Me?
You?
Today, the energy of wounding and healing is the focus. The intention is the is to highlight where you're most vulnerable. Everyone has these fracture points, which may include loss, betrayal, violation, or a lack of self-love. It can take a lot of work to uncover them.
Wow. That was so moving. It brought a tear to my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you just say about our haircuts?
About our haircuts. I said that I got a haircut. Well, I got them all cut. And, I'm sorry. And, I just realized we have very similar haircuts. And to which you said.
I said, oh, you want to copy me.
And to which I said, I was inspired by you. Because you are an icon.
She is.
The moment.
Yes.
And we should all take more pages out of your book.
I'm just
coming out this May, the book you're writing about your life.
Yep, my memoir.
Memoir. I don't like that
my
word.
My memoir. What did I say earlier in the episode that you're like, oh, what was that? Okay, memoir.
Sorry, I just have to.
What did I say, though, earlier that I was like, oh, da 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 da? And you were like, ooh.
We say a lot. We yap a lot. I know.
It's really funny. We've spoken about this before on the podcast. Like, people will be like, oh my God, I love what you said, like, in this episode. And we're like, great. Cool. Hey,
happy it resonated with you.
No idea what I said.
And then I have to listen back and be like, what were they talking about?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, all episode, my hair, like, it doesn't want to stay in this claw clip. But I've been having
to let your hair down, girl.
No, it's ugly. I've been having to re-claw clip my hair this entire episode. But I want to keep it down, and I don't want to put the half ponytail part up. I don't want to, like, twist it up so it looks like a little palm tree up here.
I love palm treeing my hair.
You rock the palm tree.
I like to feel its sway.
Yeah.
You know?
Or see its shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like things poking out of your head.
Yeah.
In the distance. I think that's fun. But not right now. Not for Yap O'Clock.
No. We're a civil society.
Exactly. Like, I have to make sure that I don't have a palm tree sticking out of my head, because I'm already dressed like a big fromper. So I have to.
That's a callback if I've ever heard one.
I have to have a very classy look. A poised. Very classy, poised updo of sorts.
Chic.
Half updo.
I saw one with the most horrible bob. It was giving. It's French. From Fleabag.
Was she in France?
No.
Oh.
She was just a random woman I saw.
Oh.
But I saw her bob. I went, excuse me, ma'am. Your bob is fire. But also, bobbin. Like, I went, like, I did a double take, like, in, like bombastic.
Oh, my God. Eye. That's crazy.
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, but some people can pull off, like, the French bob. And I'm very jealous, not jealous, but like, I'm like, oh, you can rock that.
Not me.
Me.
I'd wear a wig.
Okay, I'd try it out with a wig.
Yeah, for funsies.
Yeah.
I'd put on bangs for funsies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't cut myself bangs.
No, I did that. The last time I made that mistake, I was like 13, maybe.
Mm-hmm. The right age.
And I said, no more. No, actually, I wasn't. I was 7. No, I was 18.
Oh.
I was 18 or 19, actually.
You gave yourself bangs?
Oops. I didn't give myself bangs.
Oh.
I got a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you got them all cut.
And I got bangs. And then I said, this is terrible. Mm. And you're still laughing at your own joke?
No.
And she said she wasn't funny on this episode.
Oh, I make myself laugh, but whether or not...
You make me laugh, too. In a good way.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm just in a giggly mood today.
You're
just
a giggly, goofy girl. I'm so happy that you're back. I missed you so much.
I missed you, too.
Yeah, thank you.
I was in London. I was like, Sam's been here.
I was watching your little dot, your Find My Dot.
Yeah.
And then I saw, like, whatever hotel you were staying at. I was like, oh, my hotel was a few blocks down from there.
I told my mom that. She went, aw.
Yeah, because you chose the nice part of town to go to. And I'm like, oh my God. Because it's like a nice bougie part of town.
Yeah.
So.
I like to pretend. Like
it's
I
live very that nice. Exactly.
Yeah. It's about manifesting.
It's about basic human decency. It's about manifesting.
Manifesting my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And more at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think.
Is that all we app?
I think that's all we app.
I think I'm so giggly right now.
I think you need to go giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, there you go. You're starting already.
It's just something that's, I don't know, something's very funny all of a sudden.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just funniness came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all we apped, honestly. Thank
you for coming to episode 29.
29.
How many times did I ask you before we hit record?
About like five.
Five times?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kept going, what episode
are we on?
What? I don't know.
And I went, I just told you it's 29.
And that's just such a hard number to remember.
I'm sorry. Well, next episode, it'll be 30.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Mid-30s.
Whoa.
I've seen it now.
That's crazy.
Giggles. Crazy?
I was crazy once.
They put me in a room. I have a room full of rats. The rats made me crazy. And with that, I think we will live to yap another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On episode 30. See you then.
Be there or be freaking square.
Exactly. Nobody wants to be freaking square.
No.
All right. Anyway.
All right. Let's
thanks for listening. We love you guys. Have a great time.
And we'll see you when you see ya.
We'll see ya when you see ya. All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye.